Are your beliefs holding you back? So yesterday we talked about vertical v horizontal coaching. The day before we talked about confidence, right? And a lot of time it comes from your belief system. When we talk about mindset, a lot of time mindset is very airy-fairy, right? But what mindset actually is your beliefs and assumptions that your behavior conforms towards. That's your beliefs and assumptions that your behavior conforms towards. Whatever you believe or assume to be true, your behavior will drive towards that. For example, you believe in God, you'll go to church, you'll try to do right. If you believe you're not good enough, for example, you'll self-sabotage, you probably won't speak to people, you'll probably isolate yourself. When it comes to a job, you might not apply. So what we believe or assume to be true, our behavior drives towards that. Remember, it all comes from a belief. It's just a belief. That's all it is. And yesterday I talked about working vertically. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give you a little quick insight to working vertically. And that's by asking questions. By asking questions, we can change our thinking because we have our thoughts. Usually, we don't ever question them. We just go with them. We just run with the flow, go with the flow. We don't go, why do I think that? Why do I believe that to be true? Is it actually true or is it bullshit? Is it a bullshit thought that I've got that I've never actually questioned and it's just an assumption that I'm making? Remember, your mindset, what do you believe to be true? What do you assume to be true? And your behavior will drive towards that. So here's some questions for you that I want you to stop this podcast, write it down, think about it. So here's some questions that you're going to go and work vertically on. Just a quick insight to working vertically rather than the horizontal stuff that most people do when you do the I'm great, I'm so this, I'm that, and you just repeat it over and over again. So here's question one. What belief has held you back the most? What belief has held you back the most? What belief is it? Maybe you didn't go for that trial because you didn't believe you'd make it. Because you believe you're not good enough. Question number two. Why do you believe this to be true? Now you've got this limiting belief. You need to question yourself. And keep questioning yourself until you run out of answers. Maybe something happened when you were younger. Maybe something happened last week, yesterday. Write down every answer that you can come up with. So why do you believe this to be true? Three, what evidence proves this belief wrong? So for example, it could be a belief that I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for what? It's so abstract, I'm not good enough. What proves that wrong? For example, if I had that belief about me, I'm not good enough, what proves that wrong? Well, I've helped hundreds of players. I keep getting asked for help and advice. People trust me. People ask for my judgments. I get asked to go on other people's podcasts. So I'm not good enough. Is it actually true? You have to ask, is it actually true? Most beliefs are just beliefs. They're not facts. Right? And if you took this evidence to court, right, your belief to court, would it be found guilty or not guilty? More than likely, it'd be found not guilty. It'd be thrown out due to a lack of evidence because you're full of shit. I call it BS, believing stories. Number four, what have you missed out on your life because of this belief? Have you missed out, for example, relationships? Have you missed out on football clubs? Have you missed out on meeting a potential partner? So what have you missed out on? How would your life be completely different if you didn't believe that was true? And now you've questioned it, you know it's not really true. Number five, is there actually any truth in your belief? Or are you just looking for it to be true? Are you looking for evidence as to why that's true? Here's an example. So as you know, I used to have a company called AstroTuff, which is a fitness company. And we used to go to the CAF. And there was this one girl there who would go on loads of dates but couldn't get into a relationship. And I said, why are you going on all these dates? How come she can't get into a relationship? And she had this limiting belief that she's never questioned. And she said, all men are cheats. And I was like, are they now? She's like, yeah, all men are cheats. That was her belief. Then she looked for it to be true. So she might have been cheated on once. Now she's created the limiting belief that all men are cheats. So what happens? She goes on dates. She looks for reasons as to why they're cheats. They might put their phone down the other way. They might take their phone away. She goes, ah, haha. There we go. That's the reason why all men are cheats. And I said, well, I've been with my partner for 10 years and I've never cheated on her. I've never cheated on her. And I know loads of people. So I was crushing this belief. And if you keep looking for that, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it reinforced the belief that all men are cheats. Because you can't get in a relationship like that. All men are cheats. All men are cheats. I've had so many people say that. People had the belief years ago when I was a personal trainer. Can't trust a personal trainer. Why? Where's that come from? What a generalization. Why can't you trust a personal trainer? Where does that belief come from? Guess what? You get into a relationship with someone, they go, you can't trust a personal trainer. Not even their belief. Someone else has told them it. So we have to question this. Is there any truth to your belief? What impact has that had in your life? That's the next question. What impact has that belief had in your life? So for example, that last girl, she can't get into a relationship. She can't have a loving relationship because she had that belief. I'd like to tell you now, she has now got a boyfriend, been with years, and now she's got a baby. Since she questioned that belief, just me questioning that changed everything. To be like, you're full of shit. All men are not cheats. Where do you get this belief from? Question it. Next question, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What's the worst thing that can happen if you question this belief? If you challenge this belief, what's the worst thing that can happen? So you question this, it can change your life, like it did for that girl. Like it has for so many players that I've worked with, working vertically. Because most of our fears come from being rejected, humiliated, embarrassed, being left on our own. What would happen if you question this? Next question. How are you continuously contributing to this belief? So what are you doing on a regular basis that's contributing to this limiting belief? Are you letting the opinions of others still make you think that belief? How are you contributing to this belief? Next question. What do you have to give up if you overcome this belief? What would you lose if you gave up this belief? Because some of our beliefs, it keeps us part of the group. The belief that, for example, go back to that one, all men are cheats. This girl can go around the girls, right? Other girls who have had bad relationships or been cheated on. She's like, yeah, all men are, she's a part of that group. So it makes her feel connected. And then the last one is, what would you gain if you overcame this belief? So how much better would football in your life be if you stop believing this thing that probably isn't true? What freedom would you gain? How much happier would you be? How would it make people's lives around you better? How would it make your kids' lives better if you've got kids, your teammates, for example? And it all comes from just dropping this limiting belief which is holding you back. So ask yourself, is it true? And go through these questions. What we're doing here is just an example of how we're working vertically instead of horizontally. It's the belief that holds you back. It doesn't matter how many times you do affirmations on it, how many times you want to visualize yourself doing it differently. Sometimes you have to properly work deep on it to get a change. Remember, same thoughts, same feelings, same actions, same results. When you question it, and we work vertically, we can challenge and change it because it creates a new thought, which creates new beliefs, new behaviors, and new results. If you've liked this and you want to go deeper, this is just literally 10 minutes. You do this I can work on this if you give me a call. Go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. There you can book a call with me. I can go through this with you one-on-one for free for 30 minutes and show you how you can change and the difference that it can make to your life and your football. So go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. Go to that now. I will see you on the next episode.